Time flies. I'm Jeff Stein with today's Iowa Politics Report. It was 10 years ago today, on March 12, 2014, that you first started hearing my voice over the KXEL microphone. The station was then owned by Woodward Communications and then station manager Bill Wells, who I had known for decades from his positions in Des Moines radio, asked if I would consider filling in since the morning host at the time was going to be out for a few weeks for surgery. At that time, I was starting a weekly syndicated radio program, the Iowa Watch Connection, which became today's Iowa Business Report. And I was getting set to roll out the weekday Iowa Almanac to a network of stations across Iowa. And despite the 3 a.m. wake-up call, I thought it might be fun to get back into the live microphone and chair after decades away. So I said, sure, I'll fill in. That 3 weeks of hosting the morning program led to filling in doing newscasts and more morning work. NRG Media, KXEL's current owner, bought the station in December of 2014, and I've been here all day, every day, ever since, in a variety of roles. As I like to say, that little filling in time got out of hand. It's been a pretty quick 10 years. A lot was different in the world a decade ago. Barack Obama was president. Terry Branstad was Iowa's governor, the second time. We were still learning about something now ironically named social media. Twitter had only been around for 8 years, Instagram half that time. Donald Trump, well, he hosted a top-rated reality TV program. And we weren't thinking about COVID. Instead, the global plight was Ebola. Russia annexed Crimea that year. A revolution led to a free Ukraine, and Hamas was dropping bombs in Israel. All right, perhaps sadly, some things are not different now as opposed to 10 years ago. Radio control rooms in 2014 were different than when I first stepped into one in 1980. We did not have computers back then, and news releases came in the mail. Needless to say, there was a bit of a learning curve for me running a news talk station and its automation system tied to satellite programming. But something that was not different and has stayed the same during the century of radio in this country, not just my time in it, is the connection folks behind a microphone have with their audience. I may be sitting in a room alone talking into something that looks like a tin can, but there are people on the other end, and it's serving the needs of those people that has always guided successful radio stations. We hope we're holding up our end of that relationship. 10 years, perhaps not much in the life of a legendary station that has been around for nearly 82 years. How much longer for me here? Well, that has something to do with you and your response, which has always been gratifying. It has a lot to do with the people who run the station. But ultimately, it's all up to God to determine the plan. I had not really thought about it at the time, but I doubt I would have figured we'd be marking 10 years together today. But if you're willing to keep going, I guess I am. And that's the Iowa Politics Report for Tuesday, March 12, on Twitter, Instagram, Gitter, Threads, and Truth Social at Iowa Politics. I'm Jeff Stein on News Talk 1540 KXEL.